Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our new podcast, Voices of the Storm. This podcast, run by the JCR Newspaper Club, Eye on the Storm, will cover everything from school news to current events and media.
Our first topic is going to be about the new vice principal, Ms. Jadoon. She started early this semester, and she's been a teacher for 12 and a half years for the DDSB. This is her first administrative job, and she replaced Ms. Monk as a new vice principal.
We sent a student to interview her, and now we have part of an interview where you can listen to her responses to these questions. First, we asked, what was your inspiration for becoming an educator?
I was inspired by my grade 2 and 3 teacher. Her name is Miss Richie Scott. Now she's Miss Scott, actually. She still teaches. And just the way she taught and made us excited to come to school.
Next, we asked her, what do you enjoy most about being an educator?
I absolutely love being able to help other people, but I also think there's so much more that comes with being an education, whether it's being a teacher or being an administrator. I think it's just the opportunity to meet others, learn from them, and make yourself grow as an individual.
More importantly, what does an average school day look like as a vice principal?
On the average school day, my job is to make sure this place is a safe and secure place for all students and staff. But more so, I like to interact. I like to be visible. I go and see what the classes are doing.
Then we asked her what her vision for the school is.
So my goal coming in a few weeks ago was I would love to see more excitement. We already have an incredible staff and an amazing student body, but to have more spirit in the school would make me feel excited, because that way I can see others excited coming to school.
And finally, we asked if there was anything else you'd like to add.
I am somebody who is always willing to learn. And my door is always open, so if they ever have any questions. And I am just really, really thankful for the warm welcome that I've received over the last few weeks, and I'm excited to just be here at Richardson.
Ms. Jadoon has already started spreading school spirit throughout the school. She started the Richardson Spirit Remind as her first project, and it has already promoted school events and encouraged student participation. In more recent news, John Wick 3 is finally coming out.
Yes, John Wick 3 is coming out. I'm excited. I know you know I'm excited, okay? I already got my VIP tickets coming out May 17th. It's coming out in a few weeks. Of course, it's starring Keanu Reeves, okay? He fits John Wick perfectly. I can't see anyone else being John Wick, you know? And after the second movie, I really think they can do some good things with this. You know, they left it at a good cliffhanger with him running around New York with like a $14 million contract on him. They could really do some interesting stuff with that, and I think they could wrap up this trilogy really well. I don't think they're gonna go for making a fourth movie that no one likes. I think they're gonna wrap it up and end it nicely.
I personally don't like action movies, so what makes John Wick really good? What makes it worth watching?
Well, the thing is with John Wick is that like it's not just straight up he's going around killing people. He has, like, motivation, and that motivation was when his wife died, his dog died, he lost everything, and these mobsters are just trying to make his life even worse. So he's kind of like a man who lost everything now and just has his, like, his house and things like that. So he's just going around trying to get revenge, and that's kind of what they build. That's one thing they want you to know about him, that he's a man that once he sets his mind on something, he goes out and gets it no matter what. And so I think that's why I really like his character, because he's not, with a lot of action movies, sometimes they'll build up to this huge fight and they'll let him live. John Wick, it's like once he finds the guy he's going to kill, it's clean and like there's a clear motive to it. And also the story to it, it's like the story of John Wick himself is pretty cut and dry, but like the story of the community he's in and the way he used to work as a hitman, those little things get really interesting when you start looking into it. And there's actually going to be a show based on that community that he's working in. Not John Wick, but just the community. So it seems that people are interested in that if they're going to make a show about it.
Speaking about popular movies that are coming up, our next topic will be about one of the single most anticipated movies of this year, Avengers Endgame, which comes out April 26th, so actually in like almost a week. It's gonna be the next installation in what is about a 22 movie franchise, and it has viewers terrified because it could be the end for so many of the characters that we have spent almost a decade watching, like Iron Man, Captain America. All of these beloved characters are on the verge of going extinct. But either way, Avengers Infinity War, which was the first one, grossed $2.4 billion a month and a half after its release, and Avengers Endgame is already catching up and breaking pre-sale box office records. It has already made double the amount that Infinity War made in its first week alone.
I mean, that's kind of to be expected, though, you know? Like, Infinity War left that huge cliffhanger. Like, I never saw a movie that left a cliffhanger that big.
Right? Viewers have been waiting for this for almost a year, and the hype has really built up. So it's no surprise that websites crashed the day the tickets came out, and just people have been talking about this nonstop ever since the first one came out.
And let's talk about Disney, okay? Because, like, people know the Aladdin movie is coming out. Dumbo came out. Okay, and Disney's doing this thing now where they're taking old Disney movies and remaking them, okay? The live-action remakes for them, they're not good. I don't like them.
Right? Like, Dumbo, the 2019 live-action version, flopped and only hit $45 million, okay? This is compared to so many other movies that are consistently hitting 100 million even in the first day of coming out.
And like for like Disney, that's nothing.
Right, especially because it's such a big company. They've started this new trend where they take these old movies and they remake them and they get rid of iconic soundtrack, the most loved characters, and they absolutely just do a scene-by-scene remake, but get rid of all the good parts that people like, and it's absolutely dumbfounded me. Well, either way, that's the end of our podcast. Thank you very much for listening to Voices of the Storm, and stay tuned because more will be coming up on the eyeonthestorm.ca, which is our newspaper website. Have a good day and goodbye.